Liturgical Day, Friday the 23rd in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus offered this example. Can a blind person lead another blind person? Surely both will fall into a ditch. A disciple is not above the master, but when fully trained, he will be like the master. So why do you pay attention to the speck in your brother's eye, while you have a log in your eye and are not conscious of it? How can you say to your neighbor, "Friend, let me take this speck out of your eye," when you can't remove the log in your own? You hypocrite, first remove the log from your own eye, and then you will see clearly enough to remove the speck from your neighbor's eye. Our commentary is by Father Antoni Carol from San Cugat del Vallès, Barcelona, Catalonia. Today, the words of the Gospel make us think about how important examples are, along with procuring an exemplar life for others. Yes, indeed. We have a saying that goes, "Friar example is the best preacher," and another one saying, quote, "An image is worth a thousand words," unquote. Let us not forget that we Christians are, with no exception, guides, as our baptism confirms on us a participation in Christ's priesthood, saving intercession. All of us that have received the baptism have also received the baptismal priesthood, and all priesthood, beyond its mission to sanctify and teach others, also embodies the munus, the function to rule and lead. Yes, with our behavior, whether we like it or not, we have the opportunity to become a stimulating model for those around us. Let us think, for instance, about the influence parents have over their children, teachers over their pupils, authorities over citizens, etc. And Christians, consequently, must have a particularly lively conscience of this fact. For, quote, "Can a blind person lead another blind person?" unquote. For us Christians, what the Jews and the first generations of Christians said of Jesus Christ, quote, "He has done all things well," unquote, all that Jesus did and taught, should be like a call to attention. We must try to transform into deeds what we believe in and declare by word of mouth. On one occasion, the Pope, Benedict XVI, when he was still Cardinal Ratzinger, asserted that, quote, "Those adapted Christians are the most threatening danger," unquote. That is, those persons that boast of their Christianity, but in actual practice, their behavior shows that they do not manifest the characteristic radicality of the gospel. To be radical, though, is not tantamount to be fanatical, for charity is patient and tolerant. Or is it to be immoderate, for moderation is impossible in love matters? As John Paul II has said, quote, "The crucified Lord is an insurmountable testimony of patient love and humble mansitude," unquote. He is not fanatic or immodest or immoderate, but he is radical, so much so that the centurion who was present at his death felt like saying, quote, "Surely this was a righteous man," unquote.